This is the Dakota Radio Group Beyond the Mic podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm David Brule, Dakota Radio Group sports director. All walks of life have been impacted by the pandemic, not the least of which is sports. Major League Baseball is finally set to start in late July, along with the other major professional leagues, though college sports for the fall remain uncertain. Baseball in Pierre is going strong, and the Pierre Trappers have the third season of play in the Expedition League for college prospects. Their home opener is scheduled for Friday, July 3rd at Hyde Stadium. Though the league has 10 teams, only six are playing this season. Four cannot due to COVID-19 restrictions. And the league is starting a month later than originally scheduled and with a shortened 52-game season. The president of the Expedition League and the owner of the Trappers, Steve Wagner, said that a lot of work had to happen so that play could begin.
Man, we worked day and night, David, to try to ensure that we could get our season in this year. And we're just very fortunate that we can have our season starting here in a couple of days. But it was tenuous. There was a lot that needed to be done, a lot of guidelines for us to comply with. And again, we're really glad to be here with six teams in the Expedition League this year, including the Trappers.
Now, when you got to the point where you had to make the decision, and obviously this was guided by the guidelines that are in place that four of the teams could not play, it had to be a difficult decision at the same time that it had to be the right decision to make, right?
It really was. It was excruciating. You know, we love all of our teams and we love all of our cities where we have teams. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, David, four of the cities made it just impossible for us to go because of the guidelines that were in place. And so it was really a city-by-city decision and state-by-state. And obviously, we have a team up in Canada. So the province of Manitoba came into play in our decision as well. But yeah, it was tough. And we really wanted, obviously, to play in all 10 cities. But the fact that we could play in six, we feel blessed to be able to do that. And we had to make those decisions in those four markets based on those local guidelines.
You've had 3 weeks, basically three weeks or so to put everything together, and it's just more than, hey, getting ballparks ready. You've got to make sure players are lined up with teams and host houses and everything like that. What has that process been like?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy, obviously, for us. I typically don't sleep a lot anyway, but especially not the last few weeks. But, you know, we've had our rosters pretty secure for quite some time. We've had host families in place for quite a long time as well. So those processes were in motion and have worked really smoothly this year. But just a lot of moving pieces that we had to get in place in order to be ready for opening day here this Friday. So, yeah, we've all been working hard at the league offices. All of our front office staffs have been working hard. Our interns are now in town, and we have a great staff there in Pierre with Jackson Bruce and Dustin Van Hunnick in the front office, and now we have seven or eight or nine interns in place as well. So we're working hard and looking forward to opening day.
Given the feedback, what feedback, I should say, have you gotten from the baseball people about the number of games? And obviously with the situation of going to college so uncertain because of the pandemic, what kind of feedback are you getting from your baseball people as far as players, if this is going to be a good amount of games and a good amount of time to showcase what players can do? What have you heard about that?
Yeah, our collegiate coaches, where we get players and where we secure our rosters, are very excited about a 52-game season. And, you know, we're playing 52 games in 55 days, so a lot of baseball. But our coaches and our players themselves as well are very pleased with the length of our season and the fact that we can play 52 games. So they're excited about it. I think they're all chomping at the bit. We had a coach reach out to me the other day, and he told me that, hey, we were going to take one day off from practice, and all of his players said, no way. So that was in another city, but I know all the players feel the same way. They're chomping at the bit to get back at it. They can't wait to take some cuts and get their swings in and toe the rubber. And this will be really important for these players this year because very, very few summer collegiate leagues are able to play. So again, we feel blessed about that. And we have great, great players in the Expedition League this year. And the Trappers look really good, by the way.
Yeah, so I have heard that they do look good. For fans in Pierre, what changes may there be in talking about social distancing and that sort of thing? But other than that, what changes may there be to the experience at Hyde Stadium, if any?
Well, there will be some, and we're trying to minimize the impact on the fans, of course. There will be some social distancing in place, some things that we will do in and around the concession building. We have a new app this year where fans can order concessions, food and beverage on an app on their phone. So that's going to be a great thing. There will be some distancing requirements in the stands. And we've worked very closely with the local health officials and the city of Pierre, of course. Overall, the experience, I think, will be very much like prior years. We're going to make it fun. We're going to have a blast at the ballpark. The beer will be cold and the food will be good. And we have a great product on the field. So I think it'll be really good for the fans. And there will be some differences, some changes, but by and large, we'll still be having a great time at the ballpark and we'll make it great for the fans again this year.
That's Expedition League president and Pierre Trappers owner Steve Wagner on this Dakota Radio Group Beyond the Mic podcast. I'm sports director David Burrow.